Well, tonight is the last of our year-long windows on the world. I expect and hope to be reopening the window on the world next September, I believe, the second Sunday of the month, which I think may be the 10th or the 11th, something like that. For those who are not familiar, the window on the world is our weekly opportunity to look at the world from the Christian point of view. And this evening I want to speak with you on the theme of dying well. Shortly after the death of my father-in-law, I had the opportunity to speak with his pastor and to thank him for the spiritual care that my father-in-law received from the church during the last days of his life on this earth. And I will always remember the words of encouragement the pastor gave me. "Jim Maxwell died well," he said, before adding, "Not everyone does, you know." No, not everyone does. Only those who are strong in faith, bold in courage, and well prepared to meet their God. The Puritan Edmund Barker said that every Christian has two great works to do, to live well and to die well. And this is one of my own spiritual ambitions, to be ready to die when the time comes and to die well. And it is never too early to begin preparing. What are some practical ways to get better prepared for the last moments we have on earth before our first moments in eternity? We can prepare to die well, I think, by thinking often about death and the life to come. This is what Moses was doing when he prayed, "Teach us to number our days, that we may get a heart of wisdom." This is always the way to prepare for things we know we have to face in the future, to think about them, to think clearly and soberly about what lies ahead. And this enables us better to be prepared to handle it with dignity and grace when the time comes. We should think about the moment of death itself, when we will have to say farewell to everything we have in this life, and also about what comes after death, when every believer in Christ will be at home with the Lord. And we should think about these things often. Charles Spurgeon said, "We are flying as on some mighty eagle's wing, swiftly on towards eternity. Let us then talk about preparing to die. It is the greatest thing we have to do, and we have soon to do it. So let us talk and think something about it." Along the same lines, we can prepare to die well by learning what the Bible says about death and about dying and about what comes afterwards, either in heaven or in hell. "We must all die," the Scripture says. "We are like water spilled on the ground, which cannot be gathered up again." The Bible also gives us many examples of people who died well. People like Jacob, who blessed his children, or like Joshua, who in his dying days spoke words of spiritual encouragement for the people of God. But of course, the best example of all is our Lord Jesus himself, who in his dying hours was setting an example for us by meditating on Scripture, by forgiving his enemies, by sharing the gospel, by caring for his family members, and by entrusting his body and his soul to his Father in heaven. Then we can prepare to die well by paying close attention to the spiritual experience of others in death and in grief. As we watch our loved ones suffer, we should consider whether they are dying well. If not, we should consider why not. But if they are, we should consider what we can learn from the example of their faith. We can also learn similar lessons when we attend funerals or go to graveside burial services. Those brothers and sisters who go before us, including the ones we may read about in good Christian biographies, are teaching us how to die. And then we can prepare to die well by singing great hymns and meditating on their meaning. Many of the best hymns touch in one way or another on the believer's faith for the hour of death. As a preacher, one of my favorites is, "There is a fountain filled with blood," which partly goes like this: "Then in a nobler, sweeter song I'll sing your power to save, when this poor lisping, stammering tongue lies silent in the grave." See, this is the kind of stanza in a hymn that we can well meditate on by way of spiritual preparation. And there are many good hymns for getting ready to die. "Abide with me," "Rock of Ages," "The Lord's My Shepherd," "Amazing Grace," all hymns that have wonderful stanzas about the time of death. Or consider the closing stanza of the hymn, "My Faith Looks Up to Thee." When ends life's transient dream? When death's cold, sullen stream shall o'er me roll? Blessed Savior, then in love, fear and distrust remove. Oh, bear me safe above, a ransomed soul. Now, the words of that hymn, like many hymns, are really a prayer. And that's another way we can prepare well for death, by praying for the grace we need even before the time comes for us to die. Like any other future difficulty, we should take our coming death to the Lord in prayer. In my dying hour, Lord, help me to hold on to you by faith, and let the people I love see your grace in me. That is the kind of prayer that we should offer. Now, there are many other good things that we can do to get ready for our dying day. We can exercise good stewardship of our earthly possessions, preparing to leave a legacy that provides for our families and advances the kingdom of God. We can reconcile broken relationships so as not to leave any unfinished interpersonal business behind. And we can practice daily self-denial, sacrificing ourselves for the sake of others like Jesus did. Surely if we are putting ourselves to death every day, then the day of death itself will turn out to be the day we have been preparing for all our lives. But of course, the most important thing we can do to prepare to die well is to put our faith in Jesus, who died for our sins on the cross and who passed from death to everlasting life in his resurrection. If you trust in Jesus, your salvation is already secure. Death has lost its sting for you, and your Savior has promised to be with you in your dying hour. After that, he will take you to his Father's house, to the place you have been longing to go all your life. And then, having made those preparations, when it is time for you to die, the only thing you will have to do is to die, and to die as well as you can, because everything else will already be arranged.